Macmillan Audio presents Keep Quiet by Lisa Scottolini. Read by Ron Livingston. Making the decision to have a child, it is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body. Elizabeth Stone. Chapter 1. Jake Buckman knew his son had a secret because his wife told him so. They didn't know what it was, but they suspected it was about a girl, since Ryan had been texting nonstop and dressing better for school, which meant he actually cared if his jeans were clean. Jake wished he and his son were closer, but it was probably too late to turn it around. Ryan was 16 years old, and Jake couldn't compete with girls, friends, the basketball team, Facebook, Call of Duty, Xbox, Jay-Z, Instagram, and pepperoni pizza. No father could, least of all an accountant. Jake drummed his fingers on the steering wheel, waiting in front of the multiplex for Ryan, who'd gone to the movies with his teammates. The rift between father and son began 5 years ago, when Jake lost his job. The accounting firm he'd worked for had gone bankrupt in the recession, and he'd been out of a job for almost a year. They'd lived on his unemployment, his wife's salary, and savings, but he felt shamed at the brave smile on Pam's face, the snow globe of bills on the kitchen table, and the endless rejection from jobs for which he was overqualified. He shuddered, thinking back. Since he hadn't been able to get a job, he'd done something he'd always wanted to do, start his own financial planning business. He named it Gardenia Trust for Pam's favorite perfume.